The Gospel of John records, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and the Word became flesh."
Provide compelling glimpses into the life and ministry of Jesus during his brief 33 years on earth. Throughout his life, Jesus reflected his understanding of the unique relationship he held with God. Even as a boy, he spent time in the temple with the teachers of the law, listening to them, asking them questions, and amazing them with his wisdom and understanding.
Throughout his ministry, we see the power of God manifested in the recorded miracles by which Jesus brought healing and hope to the wounded and hurting. His compassion for the lost and the rejected of the world is evident in the ways he embraced them with an unconditional love. His preaching provided insights into the very heart of God. His desire that the ways of God be understood is clearly seen in his commitment to teaching and mentoring, particularly to the 12 disciples with whom he shared his ministry.
Even as Jesus prepared to participate one last time in a celebration of the Jewish Passover festival in Jerusalem along with his disciples, he reaffirmed his clear understanding of the unique relationship he held with God. He took the 12 aside again and began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit upon him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days he will rise again."
When they were approaching Jerusalem, Jesus sent two of his disciples ahead of him. They found a colt, brought it to Jesus, and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David! Hosanna in the highest heaven!"
Hosanna, hosanna, come rejoice and sing. Hosanna.
first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room, that I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal.
When it was evening, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be distressed and to say to him one after another, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. Woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born."
While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
To the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.'" Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said vehemently, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same.
Amen. they went out to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated, and said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want."
Oh God, my Holy Father, my soul yearns to be free. Release my anguished spirit. Let this cup pass from me. For in you all things are possible.
On three occasions, Jesus came and found the disciples sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. Jesus said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough! The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up! Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him.
They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree.
The chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief of priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer?
See how many charges they bring against you? But Jesus had no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed.
Now at the festival, Pilate used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back,
"Crucify him!"
Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more,
"Crucify him!
Satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is Golgotha. There they crucified him.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
Surveyed the wondrous cross on which the roots of When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, "Certainly, this man was innocent."
Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council who was himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. When Pilate learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, he wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb.
Thank you again for sharing that message with us, that reminder for us. What a wonderful beginning to our Holy Week. We are all a part of this sacred and divine story. You are a part of this sacred and divine story. We continue to learn of this story, so we want to continue to invite you to the other services throughout the week as well. But as you go from this place, may you go so that your life might share a story that tells of a God that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Go in his grace and go in his peace. Amen. Amen.